Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. This week we hear a summer recipe from the head chef of Royale, a new restaurant in London specialising in Provençal cooking.
My name is Lucy Tim. I am the head chef of Royale. Royale is a Provence-inspired small plates and rotisserie chicken restaurant. Born in the first lockdown out of Michelin-starred Leroy in Shoreditch, Royale is now based Canalside near Victoria Park at East London Liquor Company. Think south of France, rosé, Lulu Parole and straw hats. I'm going to be talking you through a favourite dish of mine that is on the menu at Royale, which is the tomato and romesco galette. A galette is an indulgent, golden and easy to make. The word galette comes from the Norman French word galet, meaning flat cake, but I see it more as an open pie. You can be very creative with a galette. You can make them savoury or sweet with an array of toppings and fillings. And this is why I like to have them on our menu at Royale. We'd like to change them up with the seasons. So far we've had three types. One with a ratatouille-inspired filling, a sweet peach and almond dessert galette, and finally the one I will talk about today, which is our romesco and tomato galette. For this recipe, you'll need a food processor or hand blender for the sauce, baking paper and one baking sheet. There's no tin required as you'll be folding over the rough pastry to hold the filling together, which also gives a lovely rustic feel and crust. For the dough, you'll need 350 grams of all-purpose flour, 100 grams of unsalted butter, cold and cut into cubes, one egg, 80 milliliters of water, and one teaspoon of salt. For the sauce ingredients, you'll need four red peppers, 150 grams of toasted pine nuts, one tablespoon of tomato paste, one clove of garlic that's minced, two tablespoons of olive oil, a splash of sherry vinegar, one teaspoon of smoked paprika, lemon juice, and salt to taste. And then for the toppings, you'll need around four big beefy tomatoes, around six cherry tomatoes, teaspoon of salt, teaspoon of sugar, and a dash of red wine vinegar. Firstly, set the oven to 200 degrees. Place the peppers on a tray with some baking paper and roast for around 25 minutes until the skins look charred. And while they're roasting, you can start to make the dough. So, by hand, mix together the butter, flour, and salt in a bowl. Then work the butter into the flour mixture with some pea-sized pieces of butter, as you don't want to over-mix the butter into the dough. You want some shards, which when baked creates a lovely flaky texture. Then you add the egg and slowly add the water by eye. You don't want it to be too sticky, but you want it to combine together to form the dough. Once the dough is formed, you can then rest in the fridge for an hour. While the dough is resting, you can now move on to making the romesco sauce. So you want to take the rose peppers out of the oven and leave to cool down, but you want them to be cooled down enough so you can handle them. So this might take another further 10 minutes. But while they're cooling down, turn the oven to 160 degrees. Make sure the oven is at that temperature as you'll be gently roasting the pine nuts for around 10 minutes until golden brown. So while they're roasting, it's now time to peel the dark skin from the peppers. They should be a lot cooler at this point. And you also need to get rid of the seeds. Getting rid of the seeds is annoying, and I use this trick of having a bowl of water next to me to dip my hands into if there's like loads of seeds on it, because it can be quite sticky. Once you have your pine nuts roasted and your peppers peeled, you can now bring out the food processor. In a food processor, place the peppers, pine nuts, mixed garlic, olive oil, sherry, vinegar, smoked paprika, squeeze of lemon, and salt. You want to blitz it until smooth. I don't take it to like a puree. I like it to be a bit of texture to it. And then, yeah, that's your sauce for the galette. So you just leave that to the side and then we'll assemble it a bit later. So now you're going to create the topping. So for this, it's really simple. You just cut the beefy tomatoes into 1 centimeter rounds. It's quite chunky. And then cut the cherry tomatoes in half. Lie all of these down on a tray, sprinkle over some sugar, salt, and a drizzle of olive oil and a splash of red wine or sherry vinegar, as you already have it. And let them sit for around 10 minutes. They're basically macerating. Once they're macerating, it's time to roll the dough. Sprinkle some flour onto a service. Roll out the galette dough into a circular shape. it doesn't have to be perfect, about 5 millimeters in thickness. Place the rolled out dough onto some baking paper and then slide that onto a baking sheet. You now want to change your oven temperature to 180 degrees. Now it's time for the assembly. Smooth over 3 big heaped teaspoons of Romesco sauce. Leave about 1 inch from the edge of the dough. You want a good amount of sauce and you want to leave that inch so you're able to fold over the dough onto the topping and filling. Then dot around the tomatoes, fill in any gaps with the cherry tomatoes, and now you can fold over your dough to create that gullet shape and feel. And then you want to bake that at 180 degrees for around 40 minutes until golden brown and the bottom is baked. Nice and crusty with no soggy bottoms. Once it's baked, after about 40 minutes, check that it's all baked through, and you want to then leave it on a dry rack for about 10 minutes before serving. So I cut a slice and serve it with a dollop of the Romesco sauce that's left over. And then I also serve it with some nice courgettes and a basil salad. And that is Royale's tomato and Romesco galette.
My thanks to Lucy Tim, head chef of Royal Restaurant in London. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.